Hello and welcome. This is Amanda, the founder of Astrology Hub, and you're listening to Frank Answers with award-winning astrologer and author of Getting to the Heart of Your Chart, Frank Clifford. In this weekly show, Frank answers your most pressing questions about timing, so-called negative chart placements or transits, your relationships, and more. If you have a question you'd like considered for the show, please go to astrologyhub.com/frankanswers and submit it today. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy Frank's empowering and validating astrological insights and guidance.
Hi, everybody. This is Frank Clifford, and welcome to another Frank Answers. In this session, I'd like to answer a question from Mansa, who has asked about her conjunction of Saturn and Pluto in her chart, saying she's been told repeatedly that it has her destined for a troubled life, or some astrologers just ignore that interpretation. And she recognizes that it does, that she has difficult relationships at times with people, with authority figures, and recently got shame for something she did not do at work as well. She says she cannot seem to be able to stand up for herself. I'm frightened, yet internally at war with the world most of the time. Can you help me tell this narrative in a more constructive way? I hope so, and I'm sorry that you've had difficulties recently, particularly at work with that. It feels the moment, because we're having a Saturn-Pluto aspect in the sky a year ago, but it's still there, still in the ether. It feels like people are very angry, but they can't express their anger in constructive ways through helping change the world, fighting for other people. Often the anxiety that people feel comes out as simple bullying or anger. So we're living in quite oppressive times in certain areas, and that feels very Saturn-Pluto. Now, you'll notice in the chart that I use, using an equal house chart, they're falling in your 11th house instead of your 10th house. Now, I'll answer a question about house systems at a later stage. Don't worry about exactly which house they're in at the moment. The fact that they're there in your chart conjunct is going to be a powerful outer planet, social outer planet message in your life. And one of the things that we can think about with Saturn-Pluto is they're both planets that carry a huge amount of trepidation. When we read about them, we learn to be fearful of Saturn, when in fact, Saturn, the planet of fear, never tells us to be fearful. It tells us to be conscious. It tells us to be responsible and aware. Aware of what we sign up to do, aware of what we get ourselves into, and the responsibility of our actions. We know that the world is full of Saturn-type people or people in Saturn-type jobs telling us that we mustn't park in certain places, that we have to pay our taxes. The world is full of Saturn. But it's not something to be feared unless in some way we don't own it. And if we don't own our Saturn, often we see it outside. We feel unnecessarily punished or blamed, or we just meet people who are incredibly pedantic and overly critical and judgmental. We're going to meet them anyway, but sometimes when we don't own our Saturns, they can come out as people in our lives that appear heavily, heavily judgmental, heavily critical, to the point of it feels lopsided in a way. The other planet, Pluto, also has this dreaded reputation of things to be terrified of. And if I think of Saturn, you might think of fear. If I think of Pluto, I might think of terror, because Saturn might be a fear of something. Pluto tends to be more phobia, where it really comes from something deep within, and it can control our lives. So think of it in those terms for anybody looking at your Saturn, looking at your Pluto. At worst, they have an ability to reflect the things that we fear most, Saturn, or the things that we're phobic about, the things that can control us because we're terrified of them, Pluto. On a more positive level, Saturn Pluto is very much about taking responsibility for your power, taking responsibility for your reputation, Saturn, and being clear and very protective of that. Yeah? In the horoscope, wherever we have Pluto, we go from sometimes early experiences of feeling shamed, violated, powerless, accused, abused. That's a heavy word to use, but it is a Pluto word. And we shine a light onto those Pluto issues. What are we fearful of? Are we fearful of other people's judgments? Are we fearful of not standing up for ourselves? Whatever that may mean. And shining a light on the Pluto process brings it to the surface where we're no longer shaming ourselves. We're no longer being shamed for what we should be according to other people. So the Pluto process is often one that we go through in our lives where we feel more empowered. And one of the great ways that we can do that is to help other people feel empowered. I think of Saturn Pluto there as almost the union representative, the person that knows what it's like to do battle with authorities and actually to feel empowered and to then lead the group. Pluto is often about the group dynamic, particularly the unspoken group dynamic. So I look at your chart, particularly the 11th house, even though it's in the 10th in some systems, and I think union representative. And I don't mean you have to go off and become that, but look at how you can start empowering yourself by helping other people get that together too. And that's one of the great processes. We become, we always end up teaching what we need to learn. We all end up working on things that are absolutely personal, even if they appear to be public out there. And the fact that you've asked me about this, the fact that this is your question to me, tells me how significant this is. And if we look at the rest of the chart, we've got a big collection of planets in the sign of Sagittarius, along with the ascendant. And we also have the sun also in a mutable sign. And this area here of the chart wants to be free, wants to escape, wants to go off into one's imagination, the dream world. And part of that, in that part of your chart, says find work that can inspire people. The first image I had was working to help children, writing or designing children's books, or helping young people discover the wonders of the world, teaching things, going out and sharing your understanding of the world. This is a very strong message in your chart with all those planets and the ascendant in Sagittarius, to go out and to light people's fire, inspire them, inspire the spark of divinity, as we say, with fire, or the childlike enthusiasm with people. Yeah? It's very different from Saturn Pluto that says, okay, I've got 15 meetings in a row and I need to get myself organized to be able to speak to the authorities. You know? So there's a part of you that might want to escape all of that Saturn Pluto responsibility and just spend some time in the hugely creative field, whether that's painting, designing, creating, traveling, interpreting languages, or the Sagittarian possibilities. And I imagine you probably do a few of those already. The other part of you, of that Saturn Pluto, will call on you to stand up for yourself rather than perhaps avoid it, which is often the reaction of a mutable, heavy chart. When you've got these planets in Sagittarius and the sun in Virgo, rather than avoid the confrontation. The Saturn Pluto will always say to you, learn how to deal with it, hit it head on. And so if it comes up again, you know how to protect yourself. You know how to do that in a way. So I hope I'm answering the question in a way. What I really want to highlight in this chart is that that Saturn Pluto, because you highlighted it, means it's obviously an area that you need to work on. And in some way to pull back, get that responsibility back, and take that area of your life, your reputation very seriously, protect that, learn how to really face conflict in that way. The other part of your chart, the other corner of your chart, speaks of educating, traveling, learning, teaching, and the planets in Leo as well talk about young people having fun, being a group camp leader, where you're not having to deal with Saturn, Pluto, restrictive hierarchies all the time. But it does say try and get to the bottom of that. It might be a fear of authority. It might be an early dread. It might be something that goes back to even the age of 3 or 4 in your life in terms of what you couldn't control at that time. And there may be fear that's been embedded at that time. We know that 15 would have been a key year, and 18, because that's how many degrees Pluto and Saturn are away from the MC. So these may be years that get you thinking about digging up that fear of responsibility, or that terror or dread of responsibility in some way. So I hope I'm starting to help you think of it in a more constructive way. But with Saturn Pluto, it's always about going deep, chiseling away in that Saturn Pluto way. Think of Saturn as the edifice, as the wall or the brick wall, and Pluto chiseling away, breaking it down. It lies within you, and it will keep appearing outside as criticism, judgment, blame, until you bring it back, nail it on the head, and see what you're afraid of. I hope that helps. If you need to ask a further question about that, please write in and I'll do my best to tackle that. But I hope I've given you something to consider anyway. And also a reminder of the other beautiful, creative, passionate parts of your chart. The Leo, the Sagittarius, the moon in Cancer is hugely fertile in terms of being a caregiver, somebody that's there to really offer something of great substance and value to other people as a hugely creative person. Hope that helps. I'll see you all very soon. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Frank Answers. If you'd like to submit your very own question, just go to astrologyhub.com/frankanswers and fill out the form today. That's astrologyhub.com/frankanswers. If you love what we do and would like to support our work, please subscribe to the podcast, give us some stars, and leave us a review. It does so much to help us get quality astrology out to the world, and we appreciate any time you spend doing this. Thank you for listening in today. And as always, thank you for making astrology a part of your life.